at the very beginning of Adar, the laws of Adar, Mishnah Nechnas Adar Marvim Simcha. Okay, we're not going to talk about the first halacha in Hilchas Adar. We're going to talk about the first halacha in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. But obviously, the mitzvah to be happy this month is a very important one. Shulchan Aruch writes at the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, which is found in Siman Taf Yud Tes at the end of Chelek Dalet, end of the fourth Chelek Mishavura, that it's a mitzvah to be marbe in Sudras Rosh Chodesh. Okay, this is a way we demonstrate the kavod that's accorded to the day. It applies to men and women. Right, it's not excluded from women's portfolios as a result of it being a mitzvah shasman grama. It's not an actual chiyuv, but it is a mitzvah. And a person who spends money on this mitzvah is bechalal harizim shubach, as we find in the Shonim. And ideally, it means with bread. Okay, it's a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. There's other ways you can show kavod to Rosh Chodesh as well. When I was in MTA, the rule was everyone had to wear a white shirt and tie on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. DRS as well, right?
Yeah.
That's where they got it from.
What's
that? It is brought down in the postgame. It is brought down in the postgame, however, that there's an Indian to dress a little bit nicer, but I think that's not so common practice. But it is mefurish and shacharach to be marbe besuda. Chazal goes so far as to say that, as we just said a moment ago, you spend money on the mitzvah, harizim shubach, is even more than that. If you spend money on your Rosh Chodesh meal, so it's grouped together, as Gemara says in Beitza, with the sudos of Shabbos and Yontif. When you spend money on Kavod Shabbos and Yontif to buy a nice suit of Shabbos and Yontif, whatever a person is determined to receive for their parnasa on Rosh Hashanah, those expenses don't come out of the budget. So you can spend more for your meal on Rosh Hashanah and on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yontif, and it won't come out that you'll have less money to spend on the other things that you're supposed to. Same happens to be true for money that you spend for your children's Torah education. The more you put in, the more you'll ultimately get back, and it's not deducted from what you would have otherwise been able to spend over the course of the year. Okay? So you should definitely do something special for Rosh Chodesh. Okay? The ikur is during the daytime, not at night. What about when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos? What do you do? So Mishnah Berurah says that in that case, you should add one extra thing in honor of Rosh Chodesh, which is technically all you need to do the rest of the week as well. So in other words, on a weekday, if you can't wash, you can have an extra thing like a dessert from the calf or the like with your lunch, l'kavod Rosh Chodesh. The wash would be even better, especially if you don't normally wash. If you usually have the fish and the pasta, and now you have a roll together with your sushi salad or your bistro rolls or whatever. Okay, so then that counts too. On Shabbos, likewise, the idea is just to add a little bit more. So you can designate a special kugel or an extra dessert for something like that that's above and beyond your normal Shabbos meal. The Magen Avraham has a chiddush. Magen Avraham says that when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, you can even be yotze by extending your Shal Shuris extra long or having a special Malava Malka retroactively, even though Rosh Chodesh is over at that point. But he says that counts too, still a way to be mechabed the day. Where do we find in Tanakh Sudas Rosh Chodesh? We find it in Shmuel. David HaMelech doesn't show up to the party where Shaul throws a big suda on Rosh Chodesh the first day. He doesn't show up the second day. Then Shaul realizes that something's going on. He gets very upset. And that's when Yonatan goes out to the field to give the sign to David HaMelech to let him know that Shaul's out to get him. So David HaMelech knows to run away to save his life. But you see from there, Post can point out also, that there's an Indian to do it on both days of Rosh Chodesh. Both days of Rosh Chodesh, there's an Indian to have a suda. Okay, there's a machlokas on Post on what you should do when it comes to Erev Shabbos. You should have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh on Erev Shabbos. Anyway, you're supposed to intake limit your intake of food on Erev Shabbos on Friday so that you'll be hungry for the Shabbos meal, for the Friday night meal. Ideally, not to wash Friday afternoon. It might depend. If it's, to have pizza at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock on a summer Friday afternoon where you're not going to have your suit until 9 p.m., so it's probably not going to make a big difference. It really is a question of your appetite, but you're supposed to be hungry going into Shabbos so you enjoy the meal with a gusto, with a te'avon, l'kavod Shabbos. Ideally, you should not have fleishiks on Friday at all, the entire day. The Sudas Mitzvah could be a little bit different. So what about this Sudas Mitzvah? Does that count? So it's a shayla if you should have a Rosh Chodesh Suda on Erev Shabbos. But again, it really is not so much of a shayla because what we're talking about is that your yotze, even by just adding a little bit, you can wash in the morning, for breakfast. So you can do it without really impinging or infringing on the normal guidelines for how a person is supposed to eat on Erev Shabbos. Number five. As we mentioned before, this is a mitzvah, non-absolute chiyuv. So that has a major nafkamina as far as benching is concerned and reciting Yalav Yavel. The Gemara says in Brachos, just had this in Daf Yomi the other day, as a general rule, when it comes to someone who forgets to add something to benching, right? So do they have to repeat the Berachas Hamazon, or do they not have to repeat the Berachas Hamazon? It really depends on whether or not you're obligated to bench that day in the first place. What do I mean? Number six, if it's the day that I have to wash and have a formal suda with bread, so memela, there's a chiyuv to mention that day in the benching, like Ritzei. We'll get to that in a second, right? So if I forget Ritzei, I have to bench again, because since there's an obligation to wash and eat, there's an obligation to bench. So if I forget to mention that unique character of the day in the benching, I have to do it all over again. Okay? So it's mandated for me to wash, it's mandated for me to bench, so effectively, it's mandated for me to mention what we call me'ein ha'ma'ora in benching. Let's illustrate as follows. Number seven, there's an obligation to have a Friday night Shabbos meal. I can't skip it. If I do, let's say a person gets sick Friday night and they miss their meal. So you have to have three meals the next day, just as an aside. Okay? But let's say I did have my meal Friday night, which is an obligation. So if I forget Rissei on Friday night, I have to be benching, because since I had to have the meal, I had to mention Rissei, and therefore if I forgot Rissei, I have to repeat the benching. Same would be true for the Shabbos day suit as well. Second meal as well. Number eight, Shalosh is a little more complicated. Yes, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa for all men and women to have a third meal every single Shabbos, no exceptions. And yes, Shulchan Aruch paskins, you have to wash for Shal Shuddis. That is a prevailing opinion in Shulchan Aruch. But there are other opinions that are not accepted as a primary opinion that hold that you discharge your obligation for Shal Shuddis with other things, maybe meat, maybe cake, and maybe pasta, and so on and so forth. There's one opinion that says even fruit. Normally, we don't rely on those, and we don't allow people to rely on those unless he's so stuffed, for whatever reason, he's unable to eat bread at Shal Shuddis, but he's really supposed to wash. So, what if, for the third meal, so therefore, if a person comes to Shal Shuddis, and they had their bread, great, they wash, and they bench with Ritzei, but you could argue that according to some opinions, let's say you forgot Ritzei, according to some opinions, was that person absolutely obligated to wash and bench with Ritzei for Shal Shuddis? No, because if you hold, you can be Yotzei Shal Shuddis with a lesser meal without washing. So strictly speaking, according to those opinions, there's no obligation to wash / bench and mention Ritzei at Shal Shuddis. So according to those opinions, if you forgot Ritzei during Shal Shuddis, what's the halacha? You would not have to go back. So as a suffix brachas lahakil, so that we don't bench unnecessarily with unnecessary brachas lahatalah, right? So the appropriate thing to do is not to repeat your benching if you forgot your Ritzei at Shal Shuddis, even though, according to the way we paskin, that you should wash for Shal Shuddis, you really should be mentioning it in Ritzei, and you would have to go back, but in deference to those opinions, we do not do that. Okay? So, how does that play into Rosh Chodesh? Same thing is true when it comes to Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to repeat Berachas HaMazon if you forgot Yal V'Yavo, because since it's not an absolute chiyuv to wash in the first place, it's a mitzvah to wash, not an absolute chiyuv. So if I wasn't obligated to wash, I wasn't obligated to mention Yal V'Yavo and benching. So if I washed and benched and forgot Yal V'Yavo, I do not need to go back. As an aside, as I think we've mentioned in the past, the only time in all of Torah and Shulchan Aruch that it says Chacham Einu Barosho, that a person should think ahead and plan ahead, is when it comes to Shal Shuddis. The Mechaber says, don't eat too much during your second meal, during the day of Shabbos, the earlier meal, the second meal of Shabbos, in order that you shouldn't be too stuffed that you're unable to eat your Shal Shuddis, okay, or unable to wash, ideally, for Shal Shuddis. Don't stuff yourself, especially when the days are shorter, like they still are now. Eat earlier in the day. Don't go out of control during the morning, so that you'll be able to fulfill the last minutes of the day, Shal Shuddis, in the appropriate fashion. And number 10, the final detail. If a person forgets Yal V'Yavo, once he completes the bracha of Uvnei Yishlayim and begins Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, the next bracha, the fourth bracha of benching, he's not going to go back as we just described. Okay, if it was Yontif, if he gets to Baruch Hashem, right, so then he has to go back to the beginning of benching. However, there's a halacha also in Daf Yoma recently. If a person forgets Yal V'Yavo and they just finished the bracha Uvnei Yishlayim Yakosh Meher V'Yameinu and so on, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei, Barachma, Yishlaim, right? When he finishes that bracha, before he goes on to the next word, Baruch Atah Hashem, there is a line he can add to cover himself, which would count as Yal V'Yavo, and would even allow him not to go back if he says that bracha in lieu of Ritzei, or Yal V'Yavo on a Yontif. It's slightly different for each day of Roshana or Shabbos or Yantav, let me read you the text for Rosh Chodesh. I don't know why they don't print these in benchers. Sometimes you see it, but not too often. Zakta Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Peches im Tavu Hizkir Basha Rosh Chodesh Beim Alayla. If you forget, Yalv Yavo in your benching on Rosh Chodesh. At night or during the day, you say, Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodeshim La'amu Yisrael Zikaron. And you are Yotze, you do not have to go back anyway because Rosh Chodesh, but you get credit for the Yalv Yavo. There's a slightly longer version if you forget Ritzeh or you forget Yalv Yavo, but it counts and you do not need to go back. It's all easy to find in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Pei Ches 188, and it's printed in some ventures.